أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار، وذلك جزاء الظالمين. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 29 and 30 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the words of Habil to his brother, that if you spread your hand out to me in an attempt to murder me or to murder me, then I would not do the same, because I fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I don't fear you. And as we said, he was the stronger of the two, so hence he did not have any fear for his brother, but he would not go forth with the murder. In this verse, ayat number 29, continuing with what Habil said to Qabil, إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. I desire that you take upon yourself my sin and your sin, then you will be from the fire of Jahannam. Now outwardly, this seems to be a very wretched thing that a brother is saying to his brother. But if we follow the sequence, it would be then that Habil tried to convince Qabil that do not go ahead with this murder. It is not permissible in our Shariat. No murder had taken place, and hence you are going to embark on a great sin. On the other side, Qabil, in his rage, in his anger, was insistent that he is going to kill his brother. And after much persuasion, Habil said to his brother that now what would happen is that you would have to take, together with your son, you will have to live and die with my son also. What does he mean by this? There are two explanations to this. That the fact that you kill me, that is in itself a sin. So my sin would be the fact that you killed me. So that is what he is referring to. And together with all the other disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are going to leave this world, and فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ, in the hereafter, you are going to be from the people of the fire of Jahannam. Last was his warning to him with regards to that. The other explanation also would be firm in its place, and that is that it comes also in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a maqtulul madloom, a murdered person who had been murdered oppressively, then his sins will fall upon the qatil, the murderer himself. So if you are going to kill me, I also have sins, and you are there then going to bear the brunt of your sins and my sins also. And then we find in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that there is no murder in this world that the portion of its sin does not go to the son of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, because he initiated all of this, and this was the thing that he brought into this world, and thereafter it continued. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ, and that is the punishment of the tyrants, that the oppressor will then, when he kills the oppressed, he will have to bear the sins of the oppressed. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ, then his nafs, his inner self prompted him, seduced him to kill his brother. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to a very important aspect, and that is our own desires, our base desires, the ills of our hearts and all of that. On the one hand, there is dirt. On the one hand, there is that ill feelings of one person towards the other, and that only prompts a person to do worse and worse as a person continues. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي, his own desire, base desire, prompted him, seduced him to kill his brother. It comes in a narration, now when he was resolute, determined to kill his brother, how should he do it? He did not know in which way to go, because there was no person that killed another person. He turned and twisted the head of his brother, the neck of his brother, and nothing happened. Habil was still safe. until Shaitan intervened. And Shaitan's intervention was that he brought an animal, placed it, and another animal came and threw a rock at that animal. And now he realized the animal died, and he realized that this is one way to do it. And in this way, he killed his brother Habil. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Then he became from amongst the khasirin, the losers. Losers in this world, insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, we find in the hadith that the first thing that Allah ta'ala would ask about on the day of Qiyamah is the murderer that murdered another person without any right. That is the first, insofar as hukukul ibad, the rights of others are concerned. We find even in the Quran Sharif, without any due reason, a person killing someone, then that person will be flung into the fire of Jahannam, the la'nat, the curse of Allah ta'ala be. And of course, فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ He will be amongst the losers in this world also, because he would not ever earn the favor of his father, rather the wrath of his father, Sayyidun Adam alayhi salat wa salam, and the balance of the people of that particular time. And then of course, then the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he will be the losers insofar as the murders that take place subsequently, that each one of it will be then attributed to him insofar as a portion of the sin is concerned. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very, very important aspect that we spoke about in the very beginning, and that is hasad, that is jealousy. Jealousy is a thing that not only kills others, but it kills ourselves also, that within ourselves we burn. And we found that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that it burns away our good deeds, like how fire would burn wood. That is how hasad burns our deeds. It is something that we need to look into. We need to continuously speak about it, in other words, to ourselves, and we try to rid this. One other approach would be that a person remains in total denial, but that is not the way to go, because it only creates frustration within an individual. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.